This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Based on something Alec just said, what is your favorite brand of peanut butter?
It is Jif
and
extra crunchy.
Are you a normal person or do you eat crunchy peanut butter?
Crunchy peanut butter is the only way it should be made.
Ew.
That's how it is in my house. Where I have put down the wall.
Hold on. Are you insinuating that nobody in your house could have creamy peanut butter?
They don't get a choice.
Oh my gosh.
We don't buy creamy peanut butter in my house because I like crunchy peanut butter.
And they didn't have Tree Fitty laying around?
I don't even know if they know that there's a creamy, like the kids, I don't even know if they know there's a creamy peanut butter that exists.
Oh.
Maybe they do. They've been to a grocery store.
That's disappointing. They know all these things of the world, but you told them there's a creamy
peanut butter. We just have never ordered. We've never ordered anything else because I don't like it, and therefore my wife orders what I like, not what she likes, because she likes creamy peanut butter.
Whoa.
But she's also like, she doesn't eat peanut butter that much. So there you go.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's...
I don't know. Like, I don't know that I've ever sat down with Skippy and Jif and compared, but we've always been a Jif household. Peter Pan for a little bit. And after we found out about what was really going on.
Yeah. Hey, from the 817, good morning, gentlemen. I'm ready to take a load off with y'all. And let's continue with this. Let's go from peanut butter to mass emails. I've talked about this before. I really, really think we can turn the tide on this, people, if we try hard. Let's say the head of your branch, your company, whatever, sends out a congratulatory thing about one specific person. Just email that person. You know what? And if you want the suck up points, you can tag your boss in it as well. Email your boss back and email that person back. Everybody else, they don't care that you have a special thank you, especially when your email back is 9 words. How in the world does everybody in the company need to hear that? You didn't write a poem or something about how magical birth is, all right? Just email those people.
It doesn't bother me as much as it bothers Kevin. The reason it bothers Kevin is because that little notification shows up on his email that says he has one more email.
And that is problematic for me.
So you're not upset about the boss sending out the mass email?
No, not at all.
To congratulate and all that stuff?
Because that's one of what the boss might perceive their job to be, letting everybody know the news of the day. I don't like the people that reply all because they're like, look at me and all the attention and how much I care. But also they're clogging up my email box and I need it to be at zero.
Alec, you know what that means. We need to reply all.
Yes, we do.
So that Kevin has that. And if you would like to send Kevin an email just that says hi, so you can have he can have more emails to read and delete, kevin.hagelin@odyssey.com.
Why would you do that?
Happy Monday.
If you want me to email back, hey, how are you? I could probably do that.
Yeah. So,
See, even that makes more sense to me. because you're trying to reach out to me directly. Joe from accounting just wants your boss to know that he also wants to congratulate that person. When in reality, if he cared about congratulating that person, he could just email that person directly and nobody else has to know about it.
Then here's what I propose then. Alec, you and I start an email group with the Tolos and the Master Peeps. Mm. We get them to email us all their email addresses. And then we include Kevin on one of these mass emails, and everybody that is in the group email is supposed to reply all. Like, that's the whole point of this email group that we're going to be in, simply to irritate Kevin.
I didn't know this was a thing, that I could, like, email feel me. My OCD flaring up right now. I didn't know that was a thing that
you
could
may
happen.
Email me, corey.majors@odyssey.com, and I will put you on this new email group. Just say,
come on, people,
KNC email group, and I will put you on this new email group. And then this week we will send out a mass email to all the Master Peeps and Twolos and Yolos and Tolos.
Okay, I have a question. What's a zaddy?
A zaddy is kind of like an older daddy. You know, he's like his gray hair, gray beard kind of guy, and he's a daddy, but he's a zaddy. I don't know why the Z's part of it.
Because that's for a very specific reason. People have now started to email me, Corey, and one of them said, hey, zaddy.
All right.
And so
people are now just putting their email addresses on the fan text.
I'm not going to email you. Sign Maybe me up. Corey will.
Sign me. All right. I got some work to do because copy and paste is going to be a thing. I can pull it up on my computer. All right. I got this, guys.
I already hate this show.
I'm going to make a list on a Word document. Should I do Word document or Excel spreadsheet? Which one?
I don't like the Excel spreadsheet because they don't let me put things where I want them to go. They're like, no.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you have to insert a column now. Yes, it's going
to
destroy your
entire
thing.
You can DM your email address to me on Twitter. As long as the only requirement is when I send out a mass email congratulating, I don't know, Emily. Let's say it's Emily. I'll congratulate Emily. Everybody must then reply all so that Kevin can see it.
All right. And here's another thing if you wanted to know this about
Netflix
me.
Netflix is now compromised.
I also can't handle even things being my spam. So some of these have gone to my spam email. And so I'm having to clear these people to my regular email just in case they ever have something that they want to say that's not just, hey, zaddy. And like, so then I need to go out and delete it from there too. And it's too much.
All right, now I got to.
Oh my God.
Oh man, people are personally texting me their email addresses now.
I'm changing my phone number. All right.
I can't read what Mike just texted
In the meantime, I'll bet. Can you give me cut number 5? I thought we might talk more about this, but let's get to it. Right. Is the Rangers offense maybe, possibly, finally going to break out?
3-2 to Smith, and the payoff pitch is swung on, hit deep to right. This one's way back, and
this podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
One is history. A 2-run homer for Josh Smith. And we are on easy street. It's 8-1 Texas.
All right. Now I will readily admit it's just one series. And by the way, in that series, you got shut out in the middle games.
Hey,
I don't want to pretend like, okay, you're right.
Let's start with the successes then reply all to that.
Hear this? No. No. The Rangers had scored 8 or more runs 5 times in their first 57 games.
All right.
They did it twice in this series. Once yesterday, once on Friday. So they scored 19 runs in their past 3 games. Again, don't worry about what happened in the middle game. So my question is, I understand the logical answer is probably not. But do you think that the series against the Cardinals could spark into Tampa, Washington, etc., and the Rangers offense is finally going to get going? Now, what that means to you could be a different thing. Like, that could mean you think they're immediately going to break into the top 8 from this point forward, or you think they'll be, like, average, which even average for this offense would be a huge breakout.
Average would be amazing. I'm right there. That was my first response to you was, let's see in another series.
Okay.
Because maybe just the timing of St. Louis, like, their timing was perfect. I don't know. Kevin, I need you to focus right now and stop looking at your email.
Some people are leaving me their phone number as well.
Oh, Jess isn't going to like that.
It's mostly men.
Again.
Fair.
But for confidence purposes, this is great. And are we kind of seeing what the outfield? I'm curious about this outfield situation with Adolis getting so much time off and them having some success at the plate.
Well, and to your point about that, Adolis has been benched as the Rangers are seeking, quote, mechanical changes. Chris Young, we need to kind of commit to some of these changes that we think will get him back to the 2023 version of himself and help him be the player that we know he can be. Now, it's been a little tricky for Adolis because he was making significantly better contact in spring training because of some of the adjustments they made. But then they discovered it felt like it sapped him of most of his power.
And then it seemed like he found something when Boone got here.
Yes.
And even in the regular season, it seemed like he was swinging the right way. But then he went back to the old, I'm going to start reaching and guessing at pitches again.
Yeah.
And that's Kevin, where when you're chasing like that, you're not right where you need to be.
Sure.
So you need a few days off. Jake Berger. Look at Jake Berger, man. He goes and has a few days to go to AAA. Maybe he sees a batting coach that he's worked with that he kind of gets a little conversation flowing there, and he's back. And so maybe that's what he needs. But for the rest of the group that showed up this weekend, they still had the tough middle game.
Yes.
Like that was still what happened there. But the fact that they kept stringing together some big innings, and Kevin jumped on them early.
Yes.
How often do we talk about, like,
agreed,
you guys are playing from behind like the Stars too much, and that's not going to be helpful, because then you're going to start chasing more pitches.
Yeah.
So I do think it is a spark. Let's see if it can turn into a little bit of is there some kindling there? Is that a good way to approach that?
Because
And by Wednesday, when we get our chance to talk to Bochy, we'll have a really good understanding of that. Because if in the next couple games, if you start to see it, then you're going to feel thumbs up all about it.
Now, one of the players that I feel like we've been waiting forever, and the shift out in the lineup actually seems to have done wonders for him. If you can go ahead and give me cut number 3, we go back to Friday, but Marcus Semien had a big weekend as well.
And the pitch is hit high into the air, deep left field. Nootbaar going back on this. He's back at the wall, leaps, and it is gone. Marcus Semien with a fly ball that makes it just over the wall in left. For Semien, his 4th home run of the season, is his 4th hit tonight. And the Rangers now lead it 11-0.
So Marcus Semien gets his first extra base hit since May 11th. Obviously, that's problematic and in some ways emblematic of all the issues that the Rangers offense has had. He had 4 hits on Friday. That was the most he had had in a game all season. We already played the clip from Josh Young. Josh Young, going into yesterday's game, had 1 extra base hit over the last 16 games. That's terrible and is never going to cut it. First 2 at-bats, he had 2 doubles. He also ended up hitting a home run, so he finished with 3 hits and 4 RBIs. Now, I realize, by the way, Marcus Semien had a really good game yesterday as well. I realize this is just one game in that sample size, or two games if you want to look at Friday and Sunday. But I think
it's the best we've seen so far.
Exactly.
So I'll be excited about that.
See, Corey, you're so right, because we're all kind of, I am kind of desperately grasping at straws, for sure, trying to look for positive signs in this offense. And I think this past weekend is the best you've got in a while.
You know, forgive me if you just said this, okay? Forgive me, please. I've been copying and pasting a lot of email addresses into my Word document.
I have so many emails right now.
I need you to send me those email addresses then, because I need to add them to the group. Every single player that was in the lineup yesterday is above 200 now.
Okay. Which, like, is a low bar, but still.
And yes.
Yeah.
Like, you giggled as soon as I said that. I'm sure Alec was over there like, oh my gosh.
But you're right.
But that's the best thing that we could be talking about right now, is that all of these guys have been working their way up to something. And their run differential right now, +3.
Oh.
Wasn't it -15 last week when we were discussing this? So over, I don't know how exactly that worked, but yeah, they're +3 now. And that's another positive. So Bochy talked about this, I think 2 years ago. Yeah, we do pay attention to the run differential. It is a good indicator of how you're doing. You know, obviously it's a compilation of everything. You have a big game and a small game, you know, it's going to balance out, but it is an understanding of where you are. And so, and then he said, and if we can get over 1 and then over 3, and we keep stacking on top of that, if we can, I was watching Game 7, the documentary, and he said, look, let's just get one possession. Let's get one this, let's get one that. And the same thing with the Rangers. If they can get one game where they're confident, one series that they win, and they add up to it, and they keep doing these things compartmentally,
yeah,
it's going to grow over the entire season instead of trying to win all the games in one game.
And like Marcus Semien, for example, we'll go back to him. His batting average last month got as low as 173.
Yeah.
And now it's 201. So on the surface, you're like, 201 is terrible. I guarantee if you ask Marcus Semien, what do you think about your batting average for the season? He'd be like, oh my God, it's terrible.
Yeah.
But you also have jumped up 28 points from there. Is it too far gone for him to have a statistical season that's going to look really good across the board? Probably. But at this point, if you get a statistical season from him that looks solid, that probably means that he's going to have a really, really strong final 100 games, give or take.
There you go.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.